everywhere you go. MTN.
This is the Big Small Business Show. Welcome back. We are having our regular guru. I'm going to call him a guru now since last week. George Diab, CEO of Gas Accounting, talking to us about all things budget. We've gone through a whole journey around what to put in the budget, what not to put in the budget, how to think about the budget. But the one thing we haven't spoken about, George, is the cash flow and how, you know, the budget and cash flow are interrelated. And more particularly, a more pointed question, tips for our viewers on how to manage cash flow to ensure that we spoke about seasonality, that we've got enough cash to see us through the bad months and, you know, that we're not spending all the money in the good months, you know.
Yeah. We all know cash is king, Alon, and it doesn't matter what our income statement says, and basically income statement is paper profits. At the end of the day, it really matters how much cash is available to meet our operational expenses of the business as they come due. For many of our clients, and this is an area that we as an accounting practice focus on, is making sure that we're sending them cash flow budgets. And if you've got an accounting system, many of them do it automatically for you. But if you don't, setting up a cash flow budget is actually quite easy. Just in Excel, you're taking what is your bank balance currently, so the amount of money you currently have available. Then you're going to look at your debtors, and debtors are essentially your customers who owe you money. So how much do they owe you, and when predictably do you expect them to pay? The next is to look at your sales. How much sales am I going to make within the next month and following that and following that? And of those sales, how much do I believe, based on history, will settle in cash? So it could be 20%, it could be 80%, depending on, you know, the type of business you're in. Now you've got an understanding of the cash that's coming into your business. What we need to look at is the cash that's flowing out. So that's where we look at our suppliers and how much we're going to pay them and when we're going to pay them, the timing of that. We're going to look at our operating or operational costs, so such as rent and advertising and salaries and, you know, the fixed monthly overheads that we need to fit. And then one area that many people forget or neglect to look at is taxes. Like, when are you going to be paying your VAT over and your PAYE and your income tax? Now, all your inflows less all your outflows must put you in a positive position. Otherwise, potentially you're going to be facing a cash flow problem.
George Diab, why weren't you teaching me accounts at Varsity? I would have understood it far quicker if you were my accounting lecturer. Well, we have the advantage of having George Diab being our accounting lecturer right here. And that's it for this insert. We'll be right back straight after this.
Everywhere you go, MTN.